Hello?
Hello, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Sydney, and her phone number is, just give me a while.
Okay.
Her phone number is 424
Let's see.
219 866
424-219?
8668.
866. Okay, so it's 424-219-8668.
Yeah, eight
Okay.
double 6 8. All right, she is on the other line. Can I connect you with her?
Yes, of course.
Thank you so much, sir. Just
got it. Hello, Sydney.
Yes.
Yes, hello, Sydney. My name is Oscar on a recorded line. I'm just following up with you about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. Now, I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay, let's see. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? All right. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, have you used hair straightening chemicals within the last 20 years?
Yes.
You have? Were you ever diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm very sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Ovarian
the
cancer?
Clear cell type.
Clear cell sarcoma?
Clear cell type, yes.
Okay, was it clear cell sarcoma? Or you just
yes.
know it was? Okay, let me see here. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then Sydney, when were you diagnosed with cancer? Do you remember the date?
March 13, 2024.
March 13, 2024. So earlier this year?
Yes.
March 13, 2024. Inputting that here. 3/13/24. Got it. Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Haiping Wong.
How do you spell that?
HAIPINGWANG.
Okay, so it is HAITIAGWANG.
I think it's HAIPING.
Oh, PI. I thought it was TI.
No.
Okay, let me just say that all over again. HAIPIAGWANG.
It's just PING. Haiping. HAIPING.
PING. Okay, HAIPINGWANG.
Yes.
Dr. Haiping
yes.
Wang.
Yes.
Got it. Okay there. Sorry about that. Now, what hospital or clinic was Dr. Haiping Wang at?
Alhambra Hospital Medical Center.
How do you spell that? L-A-L?
A-L-H-A-M-B-R-A. Alhambra.
Oh, and that's all one word, right? Alhambra?
Yes.
Alhambra Hospital Medical Center?
Yes.
Is that in Alhambra, California?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me know if this address sounds familiar. Is it 100 South Raymond Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And then for that phone number, I have 626-570-1606. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm assuming you're still in California, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got it. Okay, you were diagnosed in 2024, which is earlier this year. Got it. Okay. Okay, let me see here. And you currently live in California still, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year before you were diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Yes, okay, let me see. So on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer before you were diagnosed with cancer?
6 times a year.
6 times a year?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Now, Sydney, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and Sydney, what is your date of birth?
July 24th, 1996.
Okay. So your date of birth is 7/24/1996, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No. Okay. Do you have any other friends or family that have also used hair relaxers? If not, it's okay.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Is it okay if I just put family?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good. Okay, let me see here. And then I'm assuming that the state that you used a hair relaxer in was California, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start taking hair relaxer?
I started in like January of 2018.
Okay. January of 2018. Only because I need to put a day on here. What day do you want me to put?
I guess you could just put the first.
I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. January 1st of 2018 is about when you started using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, and then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
February 2024.
February of 2024. And again, just because I need to put a day on here, what day do you want me to put? Should I put the first?
You could put the first also.
Okay, so February 1st of 2024 is when you stopped using hair relaxer, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me see here. Now, how often did you apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly?
No. It was like every couple of months. So I would go like 6 times a year.
Uh-huh. So you would go like about every other month, right?
Yes, like every couple of months.
Okay. So the only options that I have here is weekly, monthly, and 4 times a year. Should I put monthly or just 4 times a year?
I guess monthly? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll put monthly. No, that's okay. I know there should be like an option where I could type how often you use it, but I don't know why it does it. Let me see here. Now, how many consecutive years did you use hair relaxer products for?
For like 6 years.
So you used it consecutively for 6 years?
Yes.
Got it. Oh, what happened there? 6, okay. Now, let me see here. Where did you mainly receive the hair relaxer treatment? Was it at home or a salon?
It was home.
Mostly home? Got it. Okay, yeah. And then which brand name product did you use, if you can remember?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, got it. Okay, yeah, that's a very popular one. Now, yes. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed this year and I was started using it in 2018. So, yes, right? Or no?
Yeah, so the question is, the question is, did your...
Was I diagnosed with it?
Were you diagnosed with cancer? Or let me try to break it down for you, because I know this is like a three-part question. So, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the products for at least 1 year?
Oh, okay. Yes, it happened after I started using it.
Got it. Okay. Yes. So the answer to that question is yes. You said yes, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then, Sydney, what type of treatment did you receive? Was this chemo? Was this radiation?
I had to go through chemo and for like 7 cycles.
And chemo, 7 cycles.
Hysterectomy. Yeah, and then I had a partial hysterectomy.
I even have to Google it because I don't know how to type it.
It's a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy, right?
Yes. Just a partial.
Partial one. Partial hysterectomy. Okay, and then when did the treatment start?
In March. Like a few weeks after, like March 23rd. When you
March 23rd? Okay. Like about a week after you were diagnosed?
Yeah, it was quick.
Got it. No, yeah, they're usually quick. Once they find it, they start getting to work right away. So for your treatment date, I have it that it started around March 23rd, 2024. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then was that doctor that diagnosed you the same one that treated you? Or was it a different one?
Yes. Yes.
Same one?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Haiping Wang. Let me just copy and paste that. I have to go all the way up and come all the way down and paste it. And then the address was the 100 South Raymond Avenue. Okay, and then for that phone number, I have 626-570-1606. Got it. Let me see here. Now, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Female. Okay, thank you. And then for your first name, let me know if they gave it to me correctly. Is it Sydney spelled S-I-D-N-E-Y?
No, it's Sydney spelled S-Y-D-N-E-E.
Okay. S-Y-D-N-E-E.
Yes.
S-Y-D-N-E-E. Got it. Okay. And then what was your last name? They didn't give me that.
Figueroa. F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
Figueroa. Got it. Okay. Do you have a middle name, Sydney?
Yes. I have Nydece, N-Y-D-I-E-C-E, and then Nicole, N-I-C-K-O-L.
Okay, so you have kind of, in a way, two middle names, right? Nydece, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, so that is spelled N as in Nancy, Y-D, I-E-Z-E?
Y-E-C as in cat. E.
N-Y-C?
N-Y-D-I-E-C-E.
Oh, not Z as in zebra, but C as in cat.
E.
Got it. Okay. So let me just say this one more time. N as in Nancy, Y-D-I-E-C-E.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then Nicole is just N-I-C-K-O-L?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Are there any suffixes in your name, like junior or the second or the third or not?
No.
No? Okay. And then Sydney, what is your social, please?
408-8163. 410.
Okay. Let me just repeat it to make sure that I got it. It's 408-816-710.
Yes.
Wait, I totally messed myself up. I don't know why I deleted it. 408-816-710.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Let me see here. And then what is your primary contact email?
It would be sydney.figueroa96@gmail.com.
Figueroa96@gmail.com. Okay, so it's just first name, period, last name, 96@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. UEROA. Okay, got it. And then your phone number, they said it was 424-219-8668?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So it's 424-219-8668, correct?
Yes.
All right. Is this phone number that we're on, is it a cell phone or a home phone?
A cell.
Cell phone? Got it. Okay.
Yes.
And then do you prefer that we contact you with a call, a text, or an email?
Preferably email.
Okay. Let me see here. And then if we had to give you a call, would you prefer that in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening?
Evening.
Evening, okay. And then, Sydney, what is your address now?
1708 Leighton Ave, Leighton, Leighton.
Okay, Leighton Avenue, LA, California?
Los, yes, 90062.
62? Yes. Got it. Is this a house or apartment?
A house.
A house, okay. So for your house, your address, I have 1708 Leighton Avenue, LA County, 90062?
Yes.
Got it, okay. Now, Sydney, do you have a copy of the medical records?
Yes.
You do?
Well, I don't. I have to look online.
Okay, but the hospital does have them for sure, right?
Yes.
Yes, got it. Okay. And then for this final part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
We could put someone that lives with me.
Okay, who would this be? Parents, siblings?
Parent.
Mom or dad?
Mom.
Mother? Okay, what's her name?
Jawanza, J-A-W-A-N-Z-A. Smith. Figueroa.
Same last name?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so Jawanza is J-A-W-A-N-Z-A?
J-A-W-A-N-Z-A, yes.
Got it, okay. And then what's her phone number?
865-297-2553.
Okay, so it is, excuse me, it is 865-297-2553?
Yes.
Got it, okay, let me see here. All right, let me just make sure that I filled everything correctly. Okay, looks like everything is correct. Let me just go ahead and review these files with you before I send them over to you for you to sign, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, excuse me. Okay, let me see, just to make sure that everything is correct. All right, let's see. Okay, so your first name, I have it as Sydney, which is Sydney, two E's at the end. Middle name is Nydice Nicole, which is spelled Nydice. Nicole, Nickol. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then last name is Figueroa, Figueroa.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and then for your address, I have it as 1708 Layton Avenue, LA 90062.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, and then your phone number is 424-219-8668.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is first name Sydney, period, last name Figueroa 96 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then for your date of birth, you were born 7/24/1996, right?
Yes.
Got it. And then for your social, I have it as 408-816710.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. Let me just make sure that everything is correct. Okay, everything looks good. Go ahead and put me on speaker. I sent you these
Okay.
documents both by email and text. Go ahead and open up whichever one is easier for you to get to.
Okay.
Then let me know when you receive it. You're going to see my name, Oscar Rocha.
Yeah, I received it.
Okay, open it up. There's going to be a link on there. Click on the link. It's going to send you to a website called DocuSign. I think first you have to agree to the text messages and the electronic signature part. And then
Yes.
it'll prompt you to another page, and there's a big yellow start button on there.
Yes.
Okay, so click on the start button. There's going to be a box where it tells you to draw your signature, and pay attention, there's another box where it tells you to draw initials. So one, you draw your signature,
Okay.
another one, you draw your initials. And then after that, you just click on everything else, and it kind of guides you through it.
Okay.
Then if you have any questions, I'm right here to help you out, okay?
I'm all finished.
Oh, that was fast. Let me see here. Let me just look it over just to make sure everything is correct. Okay. Nicole. I like your middle name. It's cool.
I don't. I don't like the spelling.
Nidice Nicole.
Nicole. I don't like. It's like nickel. I don't like the spelling of it.
Let me see here. I like it. It's unique. Let me just make sure that all the signatures
Thank you.
are correct. You're welcome. That signature is good. That signature is good. Your initial is good too. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Everything looks good here now. So what I'm going to do here is send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. They are going to give you a call in the next 3 to 4 days. It is very important that you pick up that call because they can't get this started until they verify this information with you personally. So you have to pick up the call, okay?
Okay.
I will also send you my personal work number so you can call me or text me if you have any questions or concerns. I would say the most wait about a week. For you to get that call. If it's over a week and you haven't gotten a call, definitely text me so I can see what's going on with that, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, but for now, you're all done here. That call should be coming in the next 2 or 3 days. Give it up to a week, all right?
Okay.
Got it. Okay,
Thank
well,
you.
of course, anytime. I appreciate your time and have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.